Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Now, here's your host, entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation? This is your host, Danny Cole, and with me is Blake, making healthcare affordable, Barber.
I like that, man.
Kind of clean, isn't it?
I like that. I'm going to go with that.
I was thinking, I was like, all day long, it's like, dude, what is it going to be? I was like, this is perfect. I love it.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. That's my new go-to.
I think that's what we're going to do. It's done. It's stamped. All right, everybody. I want to say thank you for tuning in. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate you for tuning in to another episode of Stronger Than Failure. You know, without you, we would not be here. So if you like this show or any show that we have done, please share it. We want everybody tuning in. We want everybody on board with what we've got going on. Now, today's show is going to be powerful. It's going to be impactful and educational. So with that, I want to ask you real quick, you know, do you want more out of life? Do you want to become the best version of yourself? Because if so, this show is what you need to be listening to today. It is going to be on self-empowerment and self-improvement. We're going to be talking about how to improve your health, because you, me, like everybody knows, health is wealth. You can have all the money in the world, but if you got poor health, you've got nothing. Then we're going to be talking about what is an epidemic in this country. It is worse than the obesity problem that the United States has right now. We're going to talk about low self-esteem. I mean, it's horrible, it's ugly, and it's plaguing everybody. So we're talking about how to improve your self-esteem and improve your confidence. But as I want to know, like everybody else wants to know, before we jump into this powerful show, Blake, what's up with you, man? How has your week been?
Man, it's been a good week. Just staying busy. Clinic's getting really busy, so we're doing good, man. I can't complain, not even a little bit.
So the clinic's been busy all this week?
Yeah.
I'm leading there is, like, what's going on right now with, you know, is there flus during the summertime?
Or no, what's going on? We're just starting to see those numbers. You know, typically they tell you when you start a new business, you don't start to break a profit for how long? What, 3 years,
yeah. I think is usually about 2 years. If you make it past the 2 year mark, and then you're kind of
in. Well, I'm there then.
All right. Well, the two years, the make it mark, maybe 3 years is the money mark.
I was kind of proud of myself because I made the 2 year mark. I made 3 year mark in 2 years, but now I'm just average. Okay.
No, you're kidding. You're above it. You're in the top three, baby. You're above average.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for the self esteem help. I appreciate that.
There you go. And I see you got this nice tan going on. I mean, I'm looking a little pair of comparison over here.
You know, on the weekends, you're up there selling furniture in this really nice air conditioned dump. Right? Are you still at the dump?
At the dump, 2 days a week, baby.
So yeah, I've been rednecking it out at the farm.
See, I want to be out there on the. If I didn't have to work 2 days a week at the dump, I'd be out there with you on the farm.
Man, you know what?
I don't own a pair of cowboy boots though.
What size? I got some for you.
Do you? All right, done. I'll put them on. It'll be cowboy cold, baby. Done. I'm with you.
How about you, Big Danny? What's going on with you, my man?
Blessed. Right. Here lately, my spiritual walk's been a lot closer with God, right? I've been praying every day, a couple times a day, been reading the Bible every day, and got somebody I've been doing all this right here with. And it seems like just because of that, it's like everything else has followed into place.
Yeah.
You know, I got my real estate license not long ago, and not really trying to pursue anything with it, I haven't really been putting it out there yet because I've been busy with everything else. Mm-hmm. But working with my aunt and uncle and a property they're looking to get, fingers crossed everything's going to go through tonight, that property there is going to be under contract. Working with my cousin, we went and looked at a property today, and they're probably going to have a contract written on it on either tomorrow or Friday. So right now, I do two properties about to be up under contract, and that's a huge blessing.
How about that?
Yeah, so that's going well. Then everything else with the car business is still, it's a longer process, but that's all underway. So I'm happy, man.
Did you find a location for that?
Because we're broke, because we got the office. So I got the location for it. Contract is going to go in tomorrow for the location. We just got to get all the insurances for it, stuff like that, and then shoot, headed to the auction.
How about that, baby? Yeah.
So if you want to daggone upgrade, you know, the Honda Civic out here with that performance wind thing you got going on the front.
Aerodynamics.
Yeah, the aerodynamic. I spun out on the highway missing the bumper. But I love you. I can help you out.
Hey, man, you know what? I love that bumper now, or the lack thereof, because every time I look at it, every time I get in that car, it reminds me of just how blessed I am.
Dude, and going into our first topic, that's what me and Derwin were talking about earlier. Talking about how blessed we are, like the little things, right? It's the little things that are the big things. So with that being said, let's jump right into the whole topic of the day. Self-empowerment, the first one being how to improve your health. So I mean, like, you've been in bodybuilding. How long have you been working out for? I know that. I mean, you're in great shape. I know competition-wise, stuff like that. But have you something you've always done, been interested in?
No, actually, I was, back in probably 2008 or 2009, I was fighting, and you know about that, and yeah. I had gotten an injury. And just so happens, a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine, was he was a natural bodybuilder at the time, and so he was kind of helping me rehab an old shoulder injury in the gym. And he had made a comment one night about my physique and said, you know, you should maybe consider this, because he was actively competing at the time. Mm-hmm. And talked me into it. And so I did my very first show like 6 months later. He taught me how to eat and how to pose. And I got on stage in I think it was a novice class. There was eight guys in the class and I placed fourth. And
dude, but that's in 6 months time frame. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was novice. So it was a bunch of, you know, potbelly skinny kids like myself.
I wouldn't be no potbelly skinny kid.
But no, it was fun. It was fun. And, you know, there's a whole culture out there. And it was, you know, met some really cool people. And I don't know. It's like an addiction. You know, once you start, it's...
Well, as you know, and once you start working out, you just feel better. Right. One, the image of yourself that you have and feels better. Mm-hmm. They release all the serotonins and endorphin levels, so which makes you also... It's that feel-good drug that you have.
Yep.
Yeah. So now, as far as, let's say, with working out, can you overwork out? Can you underwork out? Like, how many times a week, like, say, somebody's just starting out, they look, I want to get my health better, right? Either they're overweight or underweight, but they want to start working out. What would you recommend there?
Honestly, man, to answer that first part of that question, is can you work out too much or over work out?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a hard argument for me to understand. Because I mean, you think about it. How are you gonna work out too much? You know, I think the person that came up with that theory was probably just a lazy fat guy. He said, okay, this is enough. This is enough. I'm done.
So what you're saying is, when I was on the sofa, I was like, dude, I worked out yesterday, man. I'm a little sore.
Right.
I don't want to overdo it.
Right, exactly.
Nah, so really, so you don't think that you can really overwork out then?
No.
Now, so the muscles repair pretty quickly?
Well, as far, now pushing weight, yeah, but you know, as far as just an exercise program, and it depends on what your goals are too. If you're just looking to get fit, you know, look at these Olympic athletes. I mean, how many hours a day are they training? They're not weight training, but like Michael Phelps. I mean, you can't get to that level unless you work out, unless you train.
I think he trained to do like three times a day. And everybody told him that he was overtraining. He's going to overdo it. There's no way you can train that much and still, you know, perform to that level. And, yeah, he three times solid workouts a day, hours at a time, and crushed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of your, like, you know, going back to pushing weight, some of your natural – I mean, not natural. Some of the Olympia guys, these pro bodybuilders that are at that level, the you know, back in the old days of Schwarzenegger, which everybody knows the name, but now Heath and Coleman and all these guys – they're, even though they're juicing, I mean, they're still hitting it. Two training sessions a day, probably 3 to 4 hours each session. I mean, it's a full-time job for these guys, anywhere between 6 and 8 hours a day.
That's correct.
Committed, right. And then the food, you know, it's so you're living.
Oh, it's massive amounts of food, man. Goodness. Yeah. So The Rock, he had like a big table in front of him as far as the food that he consumes in a day. Dude, it was a huge table. I'm like, that'd take all day long to eat that much food. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think on that same video, he said it takes him about, 5 to 6 hours just to eat that food every day.
That's crazy, dude.
But, you know, he gets started at 3 a.m., so.
Yeah, not me. I have been waking up early.
Really?
Yeah, I've been getting up 7 o'clock every day now.
No, what?
Dude, yep. Thanks to Champ going to bed a little bit earlier. Last night was an exception. I stayed up working on the ebook. I was up to like 3 last night. Mm. Or no, I'm sorry, like 2:30. But anyway, normally, man, I'm going to bed about 12 o'clock and then get up about 7.
Shut up.
I know.
And then hitting your workout when? Do you do it in the morning or the evenings?
I usually do them in the morning time. I get up, I get some things going, and you know, generally it's about between 10 and 12. Yeah, so not too bad. Okay.
And the gyms are pretty quiet at that point, no matter where you go. There's really not much in there going on.
Yeah, there's not. When I go in the gym, there's only a few people in there, so I kind of got my reign. I'm in there for about 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah.
That time frame is usually, what, like the 90-year-olds in there doing?
Oh, you got the silver sneakers, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
looking for a silver-haired fox, come meet me at the gym. We'll find them. So that there being said, that kind of brings up a question. Because I said I'm in there about 45 minutes to an hour. Now, is there a certain time frame? So let's say someone just wanting to get healthier, right? They say they're just average, but they want to get healthier. What's a good time frame that they should work out? And is there a certain program, like, you know, split body parts, one body part a day? What?
Yeah, I think it depends on your goals. So, you know, if you're just trying to get healthy and get fit, and not really concerned about your appearance or your physique, then and also that there a lot comes into there as far as how focused you are, that the time, the quality time that you're in the gym.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've seen it. A lot of people go in there and they socialize or they sit there on their phone. I see this all the time. People hog a piece of equipment, sitting on a piece of equipment for 30 minutes, do two or three reps or sets, and they're on their phone the whole time.
No way.
Yeah. Come on. You've seen it.
Nah, dude. I mean, they were old people. They don't have phones.
Oh. Not even the flip phones with the big screen.
Nope. They're like, can you help me with this? I'm like, I'm busy.
Yeah, but I mean, I think a lot of – so when you're asking about how long you spend in the gym, I mean, if you're consistently – focused in your workout, yeah, you can get it done in 30, 45 minutes, depending on what your goals are, once again. Me, personally, you know, I just like everything else I do, you know, I write my goals out. And so yeah. I have my workout planned out before I even go to bed the night before. I know exactly what I'm going to do that morning. Because I get up, first thing I do is get up and just throw my clothes on and I go.
Awesome.
So I already know what I'm going to do. And, you know, I don't really watch the clock unless there's somewhere I have to be. But, you know, I give myself plenty of time. So I'm in the gym at least 3 hours before I have to be at work.
All right.
And that's the way it gives me plenty of time to do my workout. So if it's an unusually heavy workout and I need longer rest periods between the reps and the sets, I can take it.
All right.
If I'm going to rush through it, I can still do that, but it gives me the time. If somebody catches me and wants to chit-chat for a few minutes, you know, I don't have to be worried about it.
All right. Now, speaking of that right there, like, how long should you wait between, like, your sets? You know, you got three sets. Like, you're doing bench pressing. You got three sets of 10 reps. Like, how long should you wait in between each
good
one?
Question. Yeah, and at that point, you know, if you're thinking about, depends on how technical you want to get. If you start measuring your lactic acid accumulation in those muscle fibers, anywhere between 45 and 60 seconds.
Okay.
If you're pushing really heavy weight, maybe 90 seconds. Myself, right now, I'm hitting between about 45 seconds.
Okay.
Unless it's a really hard set, but I try not to do that much because, you know, the older you get, the more you want to salvage your joints. That's one thing you'll also notice. A lot of people who push heavy weight, especially these power lifters, what do you see as they get to our age, you know, late 30s, mid 40s, they all have joint pain.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy.
No.
I do not want to be that guy. So, you know, for me, first and foremost, do no harm. Protect thyself.
That's it. And one thing I've been, as far as my wait time in between, has been 45 seconds.
Right.
I've read that somewhere and I was wanting to ask you to, because I know you know all about this, I want to see if that was the right time frame.
Yeah.
So cool, you have 45 seconds.
Yeah. Some days I'll hit it. It depends. If I've been doing lightweight, high reps, I'll wait, you know, I'll pause about 25 or 30 seconds.
Okay.
And just crank it out and keep that muscle really tight and fatigued.
Now, I already know the answer to this right here, but as far as do you do cardio, because I want everyone else to know as well, because if people's been to your page, then they've seen, man, what great shape you're in. You've got the pictures on you without a shirt on the horse, doing the competition. You're in great shape. So do you do cardio before or after? Or, I mean, well, do you do cardio at all before weights or after weights? And if so, when?
You know, most of your experts, and I say that with air quotes, say that best time to do cardio is after because the fibers aren't that fatigued. I will kind of fluctuate and go back and forth. I like, because here's a little secret, I don't like cardio. I really dislike doing cardio. I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
Don't look forward to it.
So yeah, some days, you know, I'll go ahead and do it. It's like math class. I hate math. And so in school, I went ahead and took math class first to get it out of the way. And so I picture cardio as the same. I'll go ahead and do it, get it out of the way, number one. Number two, you know, the older you get, the tighter your muscles get, the stiffer the joints get. You have to stretch, right? When you go to the gym, you stretch. You spend 15, 20 minutes. So however long much time you dedicate to stretching. So I have found that when I do cardio first, that eliminates that stretch period because I'm already got up there, you know, I'm warm, I'm hot. You get off of that thing, you're sweaty, you're ready to go.
That makes sense.
So yeah, very little stretching is needed after that. But here for probably the past month, I've thrown it at the end of my workout. I'm trying to do like some of the HIIT training, right? The high intensity interval training. And I've been really focused on that. So, you know, before I would do steady state for 30 to 45 minutes, and now I'm doing 15 to 20 minutes of the HIIT training. And I like it. I like it. But, you know, I haven't done the after pictures yet, so I'm not quite sure how it's going to look. Because, you know, once again, everybody has their own goal.
Yeah.
So some people may just want to get healthy, get fit, have some nice stamina for whatever. Me personally, I just want to look good naked.
Yeah,
I want to be the best body on the beach.
You want that mirror to sweat when you stand in front of after the shower. That's me.
That's right.
But now it's like it turns away, but before it long, it's gonna sweat.
I'll tell you a story. When I was in high school, man, you know, we all took our senior trip. Mine was to the beach in Panama City, Redneck Riviera, and you know, the girlfriend I had at the time was probably the finest girl. I don't know how I got her. I have no idea. She was one of the most beautiful girls in all of high school.
Nice.
And we're sitting on the beach one day, and I'll be real quick. And she's watching these dudes walk down the beach. And she's not just, you know, glancing, but I mean, she's watching them walk down the beach. And I made the decision that day. I said, you know what? I ain't going to be this guy anymore. I'm going to be one of those guys.
So that was a turning point for you.
I
want to
be that guy. Right.
Hoorah. Well, that's what we're going to get. Right now, we can't go to the beach together because I'll be the guy looking at them like, I want to get my... But that's what I'm getting. My whole thing is just like you. Is I want to look good naked. I want to feel good about myself. When the clothes are off, like, just, man, my body looks right. You know what I mean? So that's my whole goal. So I got to burn off more calories. I want to still build more muscle tone, but burn off more calories.
Yeah. How are you looking naked now, right? I got to know.
I like it.
Take the shirt off, Danny. Let's see. Come on. You want to see it, don't you, Daryl?
I don't want to make y'all.
No, thanks.
Then the radio show is going to go silent. It's going to be a loss for words. Okay. And everybody's like, what's going on? You know, we got to start doing the video, which we're going to start doing before long, y'all. We're going to start doing a live video of the radio show.
I like that. You know. That's an exciting idea.
All right. So we know that you cannot overtrain. Right. You want to do cardio. You can do it either before or after. It's kind of your personal preference. But you want to get cardio in as well, especially if you want to burn calories off and increase stamina. How much does somebody eat? And like, is there something, are there things, or what things should people avoid eating?
Oh man, that's just common sense stuff. For me, I try to, during the week, here's my thing, is I try not to stay too strict, because then it just makes life pretty miserable. So during the week, I try to eat fairly clean, fish and fowl mostly, chicken, turkey, and fish, and a lot of vegetables, lots of greens, very little carbohydrate for me, just because I'm not a big bread eater anyway. I'm not crazy about rice or pasta. I feel like if I'm going to put the carbohydrate in my body, I want it to be yummy. So instead of having, you know, a bunch of bread or rice or pasta, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to make it like a donut.
Gotcha.
But then during the weekends, you know, it's kind of reward myself. So if I eat good all week and I'm a good boy, you know what I'm saying, then I'll venture out and have a, you know, cheat meal here and there on the weekends and really enjoy it.
So you'll take 5 days solid eating clean, then you got to take 2 days off. Not a completely obliterate what you've done, but have a little cheat meals in there.
Yeah, you know, because 80% of a physique is built where? It's in the kitchen.
It's in the kitchen.
It's what you put in your mouth. So, I mean, you can have the best workout in the world, and if you're eating a bunch of garbage, you're still going to be tubby. So it's just common sense.
Yeah, I talked to a guy the other day who was talking about working out. He's like, man, he said, you cannot outwork your diet. He said, you've got to eat right.
Right.
Yeah, so that's right.
Agreed.
All right, so.
But we're human too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head too, because a lot of people's like, well, dude, hell, that's just too much. I got to work out all the time. I got to watch what I eat. That's just too much. But if y'all just listen to what Blake said and take this to heart, eat healthy, you know, 5 days a week, eat clean, and then reward yourself. You know, have a cheat meal here and then not just completely go overboard, but reward yourself a little bit. Feel good about what you've done. And if you're doing that and exercising throughout the week, whether it's 3, 4, 5 times a week, you will see a difference in your body. You will see a difference in your energy. Your self-esteem, which we're about to get into, will increase because you look better, you're feeling better, and that is crucial. I mean, so many people just do not take care of that. And that's what we're talking about earlier is me and Derwin, before you came in, is, you know, we're talking about, you know, how health is wealth, right?
Oh, yeah, and I like that,
It was like health is wealth. You know, so many people out there have got a lot of money, but you can have all the money in the world. But, dude, if you're on oxygen, right, or if you're getting dialysis, or you're just, you know, you're overweight where you can't. I saw this one person, dude, that was huge. I got a phone call coming in. You like that DMX ringtone?
I like that ringtone, man. Twerk it, baby.
Yeah. I don't know if DMX and twerk go in the same sentence.
I thought that was 50 Cent.
You know, it's in the club somewhere in there.
I got you.
But yeah, I saw this person, man, huge, right, getting out of I think it was a Lambo or something. But anyway, they was fighting to get out of it. It's like, dude, it's just, it was like they were pride, no lies. Like, this probably had butter trying to, you know, get them out.
Oh, man.
But it's like, if you're that much overweight or out of shape, it doesn't matter how much money you get, you can't really enjoy it, you know? It's about being healthy. The healthier you are, the better you're going to feel, the more you can really, truly enjoy life. And that's what it is. It's enjoying every moment that you have.
Agreed.
Right, because it gives you a clear mind and everything. When you're healthy, you have better thoughts, and it's positive. And you can run if you got to, and you're not going to just pass out and sit down or whatever.
Start getting lightheaded, like, hold on.
Right. So working out is a big one, because it will help your self-esteem pretty much.
And yeah, you hit the nail on the head there as well, talking about how clear your mind is. When you're eating healthy and you're exercising, your mind's clear, your thoughts are clear, you got a more positive attitude just because your body's feeling better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a win-win all the way around.
Yeah.
So I got a challenge for everybody out there. Wherever your physical condition is right now, whatever state you're in right now, I want to challenge you to, for the next 30 days, because that's what it takes to make a habit, or so they say, you know, for the next 30 days, improve it just little by little. If you're eating healthy right now, you know, take something else out and continue to eat a little bit healthier. If you're working out 3 days a week, add one more day. Whatever it is, see how much more you can improve it and watch in 30 days how much better you feel. Because I'm taking that challenge right on myself. I'm actually, it's 4 days a week. I'm trying to get to 5 days a week. I've got different business going on, but I'm wanting to make sure I get the time in there. And I'm going to start doing what you're doing, where it's 5 days healthy and 2 days a reward day.
Yeah.
Not all day long, but a reward day.
Right.
All right.
That means beer.
Dude, I'm trying to cut beer out, man. How's that working? I'm trying to cut beer out. Now, like, today's day number one, like, me starting over again. I'm going to go 30 days without drinking again. So, again, I'll go through, it's an ebb and flow with me. I'll drink a little bit, then I won't. Drink a little bit, then I won't. A lot of times when I'm at night writing and working on the ebook, you know, I'll have a couple of drinks while I'm working on the ebook. It's kind of I wind down and my thoughts are just kind of flowing a little bit easier. So that's what I do a lot.
So that brings to mind a question for me, because I don't drink, but it does make me think of a question for somebody like yourself who does. The beer, you know, I see on the shelf these low calorie beers like the Ultras and Lights and things like that. Are they truly?
I drink IPAs. I don't know. I drink better tasting beer. If you're gonna drink beer, have it where it's got some flavor to it.
Like that donut I was talking about.
Exactly.
If you're gonna put it in there. Go
make
ahead.
Make it a treat.
Yeah. Right. Make it count. Exactly. Make it count.
Right on. Okay. So you're not a believer then in the low-cal beers?
To be honest with you, I never get a second thought, because like you just said, if you're gonna do something, do it right. You know what I mean? Right. So if I'm gonna drink, I'm gonna make sure I enjoy it. It's either gonna be Scotch or an IPA or something like that. You know what I mean?
Scotch. Listen to you.
That's it, baby. I'm coming to your house after the 30 days. Mm-hmm. We're gonna drink a little bit, not a lot, and we'll shoot some pool.
Man, look, I still got about that bottle of Fireball my daughter got me for Christmas.
Really?
In the freezer, yeah.
That dumb burn's going down. That's why I call it Fireball.
Do you like it? I love that stuff. I'm not sure why. Yeah, just
because you never drink. You're like, okay, just have, yeah, because if you only have, you know, one shot, it's no big deal. You're like, one shot and you're tipsy. I was like, man, this is sweet going down.
Fireball's a cinnamon flavor whiskey.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the
it's
candy.
Like drinking big red.
Yeah, right. Like, well, you know, the Fireballs, like the old school
old candy.
Candy.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's just like that right there, except liquid. And it gets you drunk. All right. Tell you what, let's jump right into self-esteem right now, all right, guys? Change gears a little bit, because this right here is something that is near and dear to me, because something I dealt with for a long time. You know, like ever since through elementary school, middle school, and even some of high school, something I had to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I look at it as an epidemic, because, you know, I managed the gym for a while. A lot of people I talked to at the gym that were in great shape and that were, you know, good-looking guys, beautiful females, I talked to them, and, dude, they all had very low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. They all had something that the flaws that they seen that nobody else saw, they always were extra hard on themselves. And it was a pattern. I did that for a couple of years, right? And it was just time after time, like, wow, everyone has got the same issue, no matter who they are. And age-wise, it was everybody from kids to adults, you know, and older people. So it's something near and dear to me, because again, when I was younger, you know, it's in the first book that I wrote, you know, I've got picked on a lot because my right eye again turns in if I'm stressed out and tired, stuff like that, it'll turn in. We grew up very poor, just super low self-esteem. And like, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you say that you had an issue with that when you were younger as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, what was the deal for you? Because with me, it was just people making fun of me because of, you know, again, being poor, not having the right clothes. We lived out in the country, bro. My shoes were freaking muddy as everything. Like, mud just clumped around the desk. The teacher, teacher's like, you need to knock your feet off at the entrance of the school before you come in. I was like, I didn't want to get lost. I needed a trail back home. I was like, man. But, yeah, just... So it was a lot of that right there, just lower my self-esteem.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was just a late bloomer. For me, I was a senior in high school before I hit my growth spurt. So
really?
Yeah, my nickname I got picked on, I was called Pee-wee, Frodo. Yeah, you know.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was a little guy.
You're my little Frodo. My little pocket Hercules Frodo. But so, you know, low self-esteem, it plagues everybody, man. No matter, you know, race, age, religion, no. Doesn't matter where you come from, dude, so many people struggle with it. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of got a list together that I kind of want to go over and talk about as well, because this is something that can help you improve your self-esteem, right? The better self-esteem you have, the higher it is, the happier you're going to be, the better relationships you're going to have, the better you're going to feel in pretty much any and every venture that you do. So I want to go over several things right now to help you improve that self-esteem. All right, number one, this is huge, is stop the inner critic. right? Because we all had that self-talk, like, golly, man, I did this up again, or I'm stupid, or I'm clumsy, or I'm lazy. People always had that self-talk of, you know, just basically putting themselves down. If you're going to turn a project in, this is not the best project, they're going to hate it. You're already thinking negative thoughts about what other people's opinions are going to be or whatever it is, and some of that's not even happened. You know what I mean? So first and foremost, you have to stop that inner critic. All right, and this is something that's a lot of my clients, because I got, you know, my life coach as well. Mm-hmm. It's the 3R technique that I came up with.
Okay.
Realize, reject, replace. So once you realize that this inner critic's being a little asshole, basically, right, you know, as soon as you realize something's negative being said, reject it immediately and instantly replace it with the opposite or just something positive. So if you're thinking, God, oh, man, I'm ugly, what, I don't look good in this clothes, or whatever. Once you realize that, immediately reject it, ball it up, throw it away, then replace it with something positive. It could be, I look great. It could be a sunset or a conversation you had, or, you know, being at the movies with your best friend or your mom, dad, whatever it is, replace with something positive, because whatever you think is going to affect your emotions, right? Mm-hmm. So then now I'm going through that a little bit real quick for you briefly. You know, we have about 60 to 70,000 thoughts in a day, which is crazy, a ton of thoughts. And it's one after another. So we're thinking, you know, what we're doing, the radio show, what we get going after the show, what's going on currently, Facebook, business, everything going through our heads right now.
Right.
But you can only have one thought at a time. The power of that right there is we're going to have one thought at a time, and that thought will determine positive if we feel good or feel bad about ourselves. Because you cannot have two thoughts at the same time. You cannot have two feelings at the same time. It's impossible. So right now, and I want you to do this right here, Blake. I want you to think about something that makes you feel great. The birth of your baby girls. What it make you think about? Something that makes you feel completely and totally happy.
Okay.
All right. You thinking about it?
Yeah.
Thinking about it. All right. Now feel bad.
Feel bad?
Yeah. So you got to change your whole thought process. Right. You got to change what you're thinking in order to feel a different emotion.
Right.
So that right there, that's the beauty of this right here, and how powerful and simplistic this is. If you're thinking something negative, immediately reject it. Replace it with something positive, and immediately you'll start feeling better. And the better you feel, the better the outcome's going to be.
Right.
Because thoughts determine your emotions, emotions determine your actions, and your actions will determine your outcome every single time.
Very good.
All right, so let's move on to number two. I want you to make two lists. On the first, I want you to write down all your strengths and achievements. It could be like for you, the competitions that you've had, the birth of your baby girls, could be the opening of your businesses. Write down everything, all these positive compliments, achievements, you're a good listener, you know, whatever it is. Write down all these accomplishments, right?
Okay.
And then on the other one, let's see here. How did I lose my train of thought? My handwriting is sloppy, just so you know. It's like a little kid wrote this.
No.
It does. All right, so strengths, achievements, and then... Yeah, no. Okay, the second part. The second part of the list is at night, before you go to bed, write down three things that you're grateful for. Now, this right here does a couple things for you as far as self-esteem wise. It lets you, again, start to see the little things that you're grateful for. It could be a conversation that you had. It could be like me, you and Derwin here. I love spending this time with y'all here every day, every Wednesday. I love this right here. It means a lot to me. I could write down three things that you're grateful for before you go to bed, because that sets on your mind positive thoughts, great thoughts, and then when you go to sleep and wake up, it kind of already sets that tone for you for the following day.
Right.
Does that make sense? All right. Number three, think positive about yourself and appreciate the uniquenesses that you have. Like in the book that I wrote again, you know, again, my eye turns in, right? When I get stressed out or tired, it turns in. And I can go have surgery right now. Right, I can go have surgery, which makes it straight, so no matter where I'm looking, it stays the same, you know, with the other eye. But the more I thought about it, I was like, why? You know, God made me this way. Nobody's perfect. Everyone has got their unique things about them. You know, some people might have one ear bigger than the other, one eye, one, you know, whatever it is. You know, my eye turns in. It is what it is, but, you know, that makes me unique. That's me. And it took a while, dude. It took me a long time because some people look at me. Then I look to the side like, dude, where the hell is he looking? No lie, bro. Like, it was the hardest thing for a long time. Now I just laugh about it because I'm comfortable with who I am. You know what I mean? So I own it, you know? And see, you make people laugh.
Blake.
Yeah. And it's, nobody's perfect. Blake, you're laughing too hard.
Blake's turning red already.
Yeah.
Well, the visualization you gave. I mean, I guess that's why we need a camera in here, because visualization is what made that funny.
Oh, all right. Let's jump right over here to number four. Another way to improve your self-esteem. Number four is pay attention to your hygiene. I mean, there was a lot of people out there. Yeah, dude, I know. Some people smell horrible. I saw you just lift up smelling your armpit. Some people don't, you know, they don't take care of their facial hair, their, you know, the hair on top of their head. Their clothes could be horrible, white, you know, unclean. They're saying, pay attention to your hygiene. Yeah. I mean, the more attention you pay to your hygiene, the better you're going to feel. I mean, so I'm taking everything out of here. I've done research on everything, and statistics prove all everything I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
If you pay attention to your hygiene, other people will as well, right? Mm-hmm. If you, you know, think about it, if you got somebody who's dirty over here, it smells horrible, and their head looking down, and you've got somebody over here that's clean, identical, like it's an identical twin, right? The person right beside them is clean, clothes are kept up nice, and they're all clean, and their head's held high. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to want to talk to, for one? Or if they both come for a job interview, who would you want to have?
Right, exactly. And I was just going to say that example, that very same example.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people want to have this attitude of, why, I don't care how I look. If they don't like me, they ain't got to look at me. But, you know, it's sad as it is, we are judged on our appearance. And you're right. Good things can come to people who do just that.
Yep.
Pay attention to their appearance.
Yep. And again, it's the little things, you right. know. Just pay attention to your hygiene.
Because your network, right, determines your...
Network.
There you go.
That's 100%, yeah. man.
And people don't want to network with somebody who's tore down.
No. No, I mean, think about it. You're going to want to go show this person off to all your friends. Hey, this is our buddy right here. He's super smart. He's got this idea. Don't worry about his smell. They're like, can we do a video chat with this dude instead? All right. Number five.
Yeah, this is my boyfriend, Danny. He's really nice.
He's such a nice guy.
All
right, sorry.
No, you're good. All right. Wear clean clothes. This kind of goes back to your hygiene. You know, wear clean clothes and things that make you feel comfortable. You know, don't wear things and don't think you have to wear something that just because other people are wearing it, right? Whether it's a name brand clothing or whether it's, you know, some people have, you know, quote unquote, the preppy dress or the baggy or whatever. Dress, you know, make sure they're clean, but dress in whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Right.
You know, because the more comfortable you feel in what you wear, like your own skin, the more comfortable you are, the more confident you're going to be. So dress comfortable. Dress what you feel confident in.
Agreed.
And it'll show through your body. All right? Number five kind of leads to what we were talking about earlier. Exercise regularly.
Mm.
Now, how many times a week do you think people should exercise?
I mean, at least seven. You know, I mean, every day.
At least seven? That's like, how many days in a week are there? Like, I need a break.
Okay, six.
All right, good deal. Okay. I need that cheat day. Oh, all right. Number eight, all right? Let's see here. Again, my handwriting is sloppy. There we go. Keep it going for a moment. All right. Reduce your stress levels. Now, that right there can be done through, like, meditation. Do you meditate, Blake?
I do.
How often do you meditate and for how long?
Not often enough and not long enough.
Really?
Yeah.
But, hey, the thing is, at least you're trying it. At least you're getting started. At least you're doing it. It's something I try to do every day. I'll do these breathing exercises from, like, the Wim Hof method,
mm-hmm.
which oxygenate the blood. Dude, have you tried it before, the Wim Hof method?
No, breathing? I've read about it, but I have not tried it.
Dude, it's like a 5 to 10 minute little breathing deal where... I have to look it up. Well, it can go into it for a long period of time from talking. But look it up. It's a little short breathing technique. Mm-hmm. And, dude, you feel phenomenal afterwards. It oxygenates the blood, and you feel great. I try to do that every single morning, and I notice a huge difference. Right.
And how long do you spend doing it? You said 5 to 10 minutes?
About 5 to 10 minutes, yeah. So ballpark riding. Sometimes it depends on if I do it for 3 rounds or 4 rounds or however many times I do it. But I do it for at least 3 rounds, which is about 5 minutes.
7 days a week.
About 5, you gotta take a break, Blake. Hey, you were just an overachiever here. Note to self, don't work out with Blake. But yeah, meditation, everybody, if you've not tried it, it's pretty easy. You wanna sit down in a quiet place and just really you wanna control your thoughts. And you're gonna have a lot of thoughts going through your head, but just sit there. Just relax. The longer that you can sit there and meditate, the more calm you're gonna be. The more relaxed you're going to be and the more control of your emotions you're going to be. And it really helps you out as far as when chaos is going on throughout the day. You've got, you know, the family, something's going on with family or a medical emergency or, you know, the AC in the house. My AC went out. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Dude, I'll tell you about it in a second. Like, hell, if the AC goes out in the house and it's hot, just meditate a little bit. It helped bring everything down.
All right, just go outside and do some yard work. And then,
dude, no. I went outside to cool off. It was 83 degrees in my house at nighttime. It was hot. Oh, my God.
And so you meditated yourself into a cooler state?
Pretty much. I got in a cold shower, no hot water.
I had, when I first started, it was an old karate teacher that taught me, showed me initially, introduced me to meditation. And he told me to, and I still do it this way to this day, 20-something years later, focus. Try when you close your eyes, he said, try to visualize that you're staring at a sheet of white paper, just a sheet of white paper. And when you get distracted, bring yourself back to the paper.
That makes sense. There's nothing on, there's no desires, no anything to really think about other than the white. That makes a lot of sense.
So I just imagine that I'm staring at a white sheet of paper.
That's I'm going to start doing that. A lot of times what I'll do, I concentrate on the breathing. Like I'll count how long it takes me to breathe in and how long it takes me to breathe out. And I kind of count that way. So the only thing I'm focusing on is my breath. And then before you know it, when I first started doing it, it was like maybe 30 seconds. That's all I could do. Meditation was 30 seconds. Then it got to a minute. And now, between 5 to 20 minutes is what I meditate now.
Wow, you got some stamina, bro.
Are you making fun of me right now? I'm like, I don't know if I should say thanks or are you making fun of me?
That's the highest compliment.
I appreciate that.
Everybody can meditate for that, because you're right. I mean, it truly takes a lot of energy.
It really does. It does take a lot of focus, like you said. There's a lot of focus there, but once you're able to do that, like everything else really just kind of falls into place too. Right. Again, because it talks about God goes to his place in prayer and meditation, and the more we get that involved in our lives, the better off we're going to be as well. All right, guys, time to get down to the last minute here. All right, this is huge. We'll leave it here, and we'll pick up next week. Right?
Okay.
This area is avoid negative people. If you want to feel better about yourself, if you want to improve your self-esteem, quit hanging out with negative people. Negative people aren't going to have negative stories. They're going to tell you negative things, and that's going to affect your energy. That's going to bring your energy level down. Absolutely. And then think about it. Hell, like if Blake, if you're not sitting there talking, I'm telling you something negative, this negative thing about family, friends, work, whatever. That's the only thing you're hearing, dude. Your energy level is going to drop.
Right.
And then you're probably going to be like, hey, dude, I'm done. I don't want to talk to you no more. That's the way I get. I mean, I don't like, because we get to choose who we want to be around us. I don't like negative people around me. I'll entertain people like when they're talking to me about certain things, it might be negative, and they're wanting to improve that situation.
Right.
If they just want to dump their BS on me, I don't have time for that. Sure. I'm not going to sit there and be a garbage bag for you. But if you want to help that situation, I'll listen. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I avoid negative people because I care about my energy. Because the higher my energy is, the more I can help other people out. If my energy is low because everybody's daggone taking it, just robbing it because they're dumping crap on me, forget about it. They don't need to be in my life.
Forget about it.
All right, everybody. We kind of rambled on a little bit, but I hope you got a lot from the show. If you got something from the show, share it, tell people about it. And don't forget, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.